Bran Castle stands on the old mountain pass between Transylvania and Wallachia, in central Romania. From below, it rises off the rock above you. Turrets, narrow windows, white walls against dark forest. Exactly the silhouette every vampire film has tried to imitate. That silhouette is what made it famous. The history is more interesting than the legend. The first written mention of Bran is a charter from the 19th of November 1377, when King Louis I of Hungary granted the Saxon merchants of Kronstadt, the city we now call Brasov, the privilege to build a stone castle here at their own expense. They were replacing an earlier wooden Teutonic knight's fort that the Mongols had burned in 1242. For the next four centuries, the stone castle worked. It defended the pass, it housed a military garrison, and it took customs tolls on every wagon of goods moving between the two principalities. By the late 19th century, when the customs frontiers were abolished, the castle was largely abandoned. What you visit today is, in fact, a royal house. In 1920, in gratitude for her central role in unifying Romania after the First World War, the city of Brasov gave the castle as a gift to Queen Marie of Romania. Marie was the granddaughter of Queen Victoria of England and Tsar Alexander II of Russia. She had Edinburgh and St. Petersburg in her bloodline, and she fell in love with this place. She commissioned the Czech architect Karol Liman to convert the medieval fortress into a comfortable summer residence. Heating, bathrooms, lifts, parquet flooring, painted glass windows, the small chapel near the inner courtyard, and a secret passage opened up between floors. She filled it with art and antiques and personal effects, lived in it for the next 18 years, and what you see inside today is essentially her curated home. Now, the question everyone asks. Was this Dracula's castle? Bram Stoker, the Irish author of the 1897 novel, never visited Transylvania. His research came from books and from conversations with the Hungarian academic Armin Vambery. The castle in the novel sits in the Borgo Pass, 200 kilometres from Bran. Bran Castle is not named in the book. The Dracula-Bran association was made in the second half of the 20th century by communist-era Romania as a tourism strategy. The silhouette fit. The marketing worked. Today the operators acknowledge it with a small basement exhibit, but the museum's focus is the real history. What about Vlad the Impaler, the 15th century Wallachian voivode whose patronymic Dracul gave Stoker the name? He passed through the Bran Gorge during his campaigns. The pass was his route between his capital at Targoviste and the Saxon lands north of the Carpathians. But there is no documented evidence he ever held this castle. The claim that Matthias Corvinus imprisoned him here after his 1462 capture is no longer accepted. Contemporary sources locate his imprisonment at Visegrad and Buda. For a Vlad III pilgrimage, the more accurate sites are Poenari Citadel and Snagov Monastery near Bucharest. Inside, the castle is a self-guided route through about 30 rooms across four levels, connected by narrow medieval staircases. Highlights: the music salon with Queen Marie's piano, the yellow salon where she received guests, the library lined with her personal books, the royal bedroom with the original 1920s fittings, the small chapel where her heart was reinterred in 1940, and the secret passage, a steep, narrow stair between the first and third floors, opened in the 20s. Practical notes. The castle opens at 9 in the morning, Tuesday through Sunday, but on Mondays it doesn't open until noon. Useful planning fact. Get there at opening or in the final 2 hours before close. The single busiest week of the year is the 7 days around Halloween. Book ahead and expect interior queuing, even with skip the line. Summer is busy daily but manageable with a 9 o'clock slot. Winter brings snow that makes the castle look its most cinematic. Budget extra return time if mountain weather slows the buses. Getting here. From Brasov, bus line 60 runs from Autogara 2 to Bran village every 30 to 60 minutes. about a 45-minute ride, with a 5-minute walk from the stop to the ticket office. From Bucharest, take the morning rail to Brașov, about 3 hours through the Carpathians, then bus 60. Most international visitors find a relaxed half day works better as a Brașov-based trip than as a long Bucharest day return. When you walk up onto the rock and through the gate, look up at the white walls before you go in. They have stood here since 1377. They have outlasted the Saxons who built them, the customs system that paid for them, and the communist tourism slogan that made them famous. What you walk into is somebody's summer home. Enjoy your visit